said, it's WPG Talk Radio 1450, and it's the Mel Taylor Show. This ain't your grandpa's radio station. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, South Jersey. Hey, Atlantic City. WPG Talk Radio, or you can listen online, download our Radio Pup app. iPhones, Android devices, go to WPG1450.com. My name is Mel Taylor. Anthony Catanoso of the Steel Pier, hanging tough. He was going to leave. He's busy getting ready for the observation wheel at the Steel Pier. But when I told him that I had this real estate whiz who's bullish on the South Jersey real estate scene, he's over in Margate, brand new offices at Bosley Lasco. When I said to Anthony that I have Larry Campbell here, he goes, I got to stay. It's totally true. Is it not, Tony?
True.
Why don't you get up on those mics, guys? Let's see here.
All right. How are we doing?
How's that sound?
I'm good.
How do you sound on the radio, Larry? What do you think?
Who knows? It's all right.
Do you get to hear yourself on the radio very often?
I sound like an old redneck, right?
Yeah, but you, as a real estate kind of southern kind of hospitality, that comforting voice, right?
No doubt about it.
That works for you, right?
It works for me.
What's your real voice? Kind of like a Brooklyn accent, man? You're going to beat the crap out of me, man?
I lived in Brooklyn for 10 years. Absolutely never.
And you're originally from where?
Kentucky's where I was born.
How about that? And how'd you make your way here to Atlantic City, Margate, and Ventnor?
Once I got back from the military and all that stuff, I wanted to go into retail. I wanted to hit the city. That's what I did.
Hmm.
So straight to New York, more or less. So I was corporate retailing for years. Federated Department Stores, Saks Fifth Avenue.
We're talking to Larry Campbell from Bosley Lasco Real Estate in Margate, and we're going to be talking about everything from FSBOs, the pros and cons of a for sale by owner. We'll talk about commission rates. But I kind of want to put you on the spot because the guy right next to you, Anthony Catanoso of the Steel Pier, his success will have ripple effect in the area that will drive up real estate, won't it?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm excited about this stuff. Really excited.
Why don't you ask Tony something right now that would be beneficial to somebody who's considering investing in South Jersey real estate?
How quick are you getting this going? How quick?
Well, the wheel, we plan on having it by part of the next season, at least by the fall.
That's great. That's great. I mean, for me, we've got to have some new blood coming in here.
Right.
We've got to. And new blood meaning people that want to live here, want to reside here part-time or full-time. And this kind of attraction is one of the things that brings everybody here.
Mr. Larry Campbell, what would you ask him, Tony?
Well, are you seeing any sort of uptick in the residential sales of private properties in the city other than commercial?
Absolutely, some, especially with respect to velocity. Atlantic City is spotted, obviously, with the different neighborhoods and all that stuff. And the better neighborhoods are where people are focusing, but, you know, my better neighborhood may not be your better neighborhood.
Right.
So it's all good stuff. It's all good stuff. The thing that seems to be changing more is down beach areas like Ventnor and Margate really kind of upticking.
Right.
Pretty serious right now. And we're getting a lot of that. We're seeing a lot of that, especially in the Chelsea area down.
How about in that area where the new boardwalk's being built and there's some action and some activity down there? Do you see something happening down there?
I do. I see people speculating quite a bit, trying to buy at a price, and they are. And what they're going to do is they're going to redo it, make it fabulous, and sell it maybe for a profit. Maybe they're going to rent it. Maybe they're going to live in it.
I think if people see that area, I mean, we've been there for 25 years, and I'm sorry I never bought anything down in the inlet area because it's spectacular. You're right there on the ocean. It's gorgeous down there.
And when both of you gentlemen, you have to agree that when you see the Army Corps of Engineers rebuilding the seawall, the new boardwalk that'll work its way all the way up from the old Rebel all the way up to the aquarium, that's got to affect property values.
Oh, absolutely.
And then Mr. Blatstein just snagged something for a little over $3 million right there.
Next flagship.
Yeah, and that's he got that out of auction, right?
Auction, yep. And it's 600,000 square feet. I mean, right there, oceanfront. They're not making any more oceans. I mean, let's face it. It's prime stuff.
Especially here.
So would you both agree with me, Larry Campbell from Bosley Lasco and Anthony Catanoso of the Steel Pier? I believe, and I don't think I'm exaggerating, that we're at the beginning of a slow build bull market in Atlantic City real estate, because I think there's more good news than bad.
I definitely agree. I think in another 5 years, we're not going to even remember what we've gone through here.
I hope so.
I really believe that. I believe that.
Are you the kind of guy that might be the first in line on Tony's brand new observation wheel? Can you hang with that?
I'll bring my niece and nephew here, and I guarantee they'll be first in line, and I'll have to go.
Are you a zip line kind of guy, Larry?
I could be.
You would do that, right?
Absolutely.
For promotional value,
everybody
right?
can do our zip line. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sit in a seat, relax.
Yeah. Not a problem.
That's good news, because, I mean, this guy just a few short years ago, he was doing insurance, and then he says, you know what, I think Mr. Trump doesn't realize what he has happening out there on that pier, which was built for a big monstrous structure, but he was only using it. When you told me that story, he was only using the steel pier for his helipad.
Helipad.
That's a crazy story.
It's still a helipad. We still have a helipad there, but now everything else with it.
Yeah, my wife used to work at the Taj Mahal. So okay. I remember all that stuff. Yeah.
So right now, I think the Fed just upped the interest rate a little bit. Not going to cause a big to-do, but does that affect both of you gentlemen?
I won't feel at my end that much. I mean, a quarter of a point, and I don't think it's we were bracing for something a lot higher for the last couple of years, but I think that's livable. What do you think, Larry?
I absolutely don't see a major impact at all, because if you look at the impact on mortgages and costs, it's going to be minuscule. It really is. Now, the mental impact on some of the new buyers for a second, until they have a real explanation of what's going on, maybe it might impact a little bit, but it's not going to.
I think we have a phone call. Can we take it? Hi, WPG. Who is this?
Hi, this is Janet.
Hi, Janet. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Linwood, New Jersey. My question is, my mother is thinking about selling her home in Linwood. It's in a very good location, and I would think it would sell fast. But I'm questioning, should I put it for sale by owner, or would he recommend using a local broker?
I got a question for you, Janet. About how much do you think this will sell for? You got any idea?
I think it should sell for, doing my homework, between $400,000 and $450,000.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm gonna say one thing off the bat. You know, I've got to be prejudiced towards using a realtor. You know that, right? But
absolutely.
But I will say your price range is a very difficult one in Linwood. It's going to require a lot of promoting. Now, you can do it yourself, or you can force if you have to. And a lot of brokers, you don't have to force them. Like us, you don't have to force any promotions because we're going to do it. But you're going to need a lot of special promoting to get that job done, in my opinion. But
absolutely.
How quickly are you going to sell?
I'd like to sell within the next 6 months, like to do something.
Okay. All right. Well, the big thing you need to tell your mother is if you're going to do a for sale by owner, and by the way, all properties really are for sale by owner, every one of them. It's just a matter of whether you're using a real estate broker to help you or not, or if you're doing it yourself. But it's going to take a lot of specific involvement from your mom to get this done if she doesn't use a real estate broker. I mean, she's always got to be on guard, because she never knows when she's going to get a call. If she gets a call, they're not going to want to see it next Wednesday at 12 o'clock noon. They're going to want to see it right now. Okay. And, you know, that's a big challenge.
Right.
Well, thank you for calling in, and you call again when we have Larry on. Thank you for your call. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and we'll be setting up an appointment to hopefully speak with Larry.
You got it.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you very much. Hey, it's WPG Talk Radio 1450, The Mel Taylor Show, and we got to go to break, and we're going to spend some quality. We're going to dig deeper into that person by the name of Larry Campbell from Bosley Lasco. But I really wanted to make sure that you guys got together, Tony Catanoso. Tony, you know, it's just sometimes I like to see how it works together, because I believe that both of you guys, even though it looks like you're in the peer business and you're in the selling of the homes business, but in reality, you're in the same economy, and how each of you succeed or fail affects the other person, right?
Absolutely.
It does, for sure.
And do you do some work with commercial lending and all that? Or?
I do some commercial, yeah. I'd say it's about 5 to 10% of my annual business. Okay.
And what would you say? Is it really tough dealing with real estate and borrowing? I'm assuming the answer is yes, but and Larry obviously is an expert, primarily working with consumer, with home buyers. But is commercial that much different? I'm assuming that it is.
Commercial lending right now in Atlantic City is a heavy lift, and it's been a struggle. So it you know, the conditions there don't really help us. So we got to work through that. You have to be creative, and you got to prove where you're going, and you got to sell everybody on the upside and what's happening. And there's a lot, like you said, there's a lot of positive things. There's a lot more positive happening in Atlantic City than there is negative.
So if Chris Palladino from AC Devco starts to move forward with the Mr. Kesselman over there at Stockton and SJI, South Jersey Industries, to do something over there at the Gateway near the Memorial, that's something that a banker should say, okay, you know what, I think I can loosen up the purse strings a little bit?
All good stuff. That's the kind of stuff we need.
Absolutely. I mean, I think when other people see this that are considering maybe investing in residential real estate in this area, when they see this activity, they're going to be much more bullish on making a move.
Yeah, so even though Bart Blatstein or Mr. Straub or somebody at the Endeavor Group are buying these big commercial properties, that absolutely has a ripple effect to encourage people to buy second homes or investment properties through Bosley Lasco.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, it's the chicken or the egg. And, you know, they both go hand in hand. I mean, they really do. And we gotta do this together. And that's what we're going to do.
Tony Catanoso of the Steel Pier, thank you so much. And hopefully you'll come back with some fresh news. And we look forward to the zip line, the observation wheel, being up and running for the summer of 2016. Any parting words before we go to the break?
Yeah, we'll see everybody in 2016. We'll get started this spring. And I hope everybody has a great holiday.
Thank you, Tony. And we'll be back with Larry Campbell of Bosley Lasco on WPG1450.com. Stay right there.
Tell him Sean Hannity sent you.
It's WPG Talk Radio 1450. Getting cold out there, huh? It's about time winter came along. It's the Mel Taylor Show every Friday afternoon from 3 until 6. Thank you for tuning in, because you could have tuned in anywhere. You could have been listening to your 8-track player right now. Let's face facts. Or that old crusty iPod that you still have. But AM radio, and you're probably streaming this on WPG1450.com. Maybe you have one of those newfangled automotive products. If you bought a brand new car, chances are your new vehicle has HD2, and you can listen to WPG Talk Radio 1450 on this super awesome sounding HD2 signal at 104.9 FM. And somebody who has a super sweet sound over the air when he's talking real estate is Larry Campbell of Bosley Lasco Real Estate. Some freshly minted offices over in Margate, right, Larry?
Yes, sir. We're down corner of Monroe and Ventnor Avenue. Really easy access. We're a little different than some of the offices over there because we have our own parking. It's actually right underneath my office, so it's perfect.
I know why you and Carlo picked that location.
Well, there's a lot of good reasons.
Want me to tell you what? I know what the real reason is.
What is it?
Walking distance to the Margate Dairy Bar.
That's one of them.
Come on, you got to admit,
that's one
right?
of them. That's one of them. And Stephen Cookies is another one.
There you go. See,
I mean, you know, you got the farmer's market down there. You got it all.
Yeah, I love Absecon Island. I just moved here from Philadelphia just last year. I live in Ventnor now, and I always say to myself, why did I not move here sooner? We got another call, Larry. Can we take that?
Absolutely.
If you want to talk to Larry Campbell of Bosley Lasco, 609-407-1450. Let's see here. Hello, WPG. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Joe Riley from Margate.
Joe from Margate. You are on the air with Larry Campbell of Bosley Lasco. What is your question, sir?
Well, my question is, Mr. Campbell, I have a house I'm considering selling. It should sell for about $1.5 million. It's in good condition. It's near the beach. And my question is what do I go with? A full brokerage or a discount brokerage and pay a higher commission? What would be the best option for me?
Let me ask you a question, Joe, if I can. How did you come up with your price before we get into this?
Well, I did a little research and looked through the publications, the Real Estate Monthly, and you know, just the different Margate publications that are in those little stands everywhere in the markets. And I spoke to my neighbor, and he thinks his house is, you know, worth $1.5 million, and I think my property's in better condition.
I'll tell you, the best way to really proceed is to make sure you're right on the money on your price. And one of the biggest mistakes people do is have the wrong price when they start to sell a property. Now, that's whether you use a broker or whether you try to do it yourself, either one. But you got to get that price right. And, you know, a broker is going to be spinning their wheels if the price is wrong. I mean, they're, you know, if you're in no hurry, got plenty of time, maybe you want to go with a discount broker, and maybe you want to go with your own price. Maybe you want to try the upper level of a market value price, whatever that is, if you've got plenty of time. But there's some disaster in all that too, because you could get stale on the market. There's a lot of things that can go on between A and Z there. So you got to really, first, I think, make sure that you're comfortable with your price. But getting back to which kind of broker, there's three or four types, okay? Obviously, the full-service broker like we are. And, you know, our commission rate for you is going to be normally probably 5 or 6%. Maybe, and really more than maybe, there might be something special for you because, you know, we're trying to get our office going. So we're offering some special concessions on commission and still give all that full service.
So you're saying, Larry, that 6% is not set in stone.
No, you can always negotiate. Put us to the nail. And
I didn't know that. Okay. Thank you.
Hey, Joe, thanks for calling in. Call in again with Larry Campbell. We got to go to break. Thank you very much,
I appreciate
Joe.
You, Joe. Thank you. Call
Thank
me.
You. Thank you. Bye-bye.
So, we'll take a quick break with Larry Campbell of Bosley Lasco, because I know you have a party to go to, don't you?
Party, party, party.
All right, on WPG, Talk Radio 1450, it's the Mel Taylor Show every Friday from 3 to 6. Stay right there.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street.
There we go. It's WPG, Talk Radio 1450. The Mel Taylor Show every Friday afternoon from 3 until 6. And maybe you're listening online. Chances are you are listening online. We have a lot of people from the South Jersey area, the Philadelphia region, who come down the shore, second homeowners, they're investors, they miss the shore. You know, they're back home. I don't know if we call them snowbirds. Maybe they're in Florida right now, but they want to feel connected to Atlantic City and the South Jersey region and Atlantic County. And of course, Absecon Island, made up of Atlantic City and Margate, Ventnor and Longport, and a brand new business. It's not really that brand new, but it hasn't been there forever. They were mainly over in the Northfield vicinity,
absolutely,
right?
Yep.
So Bosley Lasco, Larry Campbell is here, and we appreciate that he is now a sponsor of the Mel Taylor Show. Think about that. I gotta give myself an applause here because Larry Campbell stepped up and is an official sponsor of the Mel Taylor Show on WPG1450.com. And anyway, so what I wanted to ask you is something that, well, I sold my house in Philadelphia after 20 years, and I considered a FSBO, a for sale by owner. But eventually I said, you know what, I think I need some hand-holding. So I got a guy with a 5% commission. And I'm telling you, the guy was great. This guy was spectacular. So I'm a big fan that you don't automatically have to pay 5%. That being said, I wanted to ask you, what are the pros and cons of FSBOs, for sale by owner? It might seem like because of the internet, we can pop it up on Craigslist or on Facebook and sell our house by ourselves. But in reality, there's pros and cons to a FSBO.
Absolutely. And it goes both ways. There's pros and cons for sellers. And guess what? There's pros and cons for buyers, too.
And the benefit of a FSBO is?
Well,
you know, the perceived.
Yeah. You got control. You can pick your price. But the big thing is you've got total control. You have the best knowledge on your house or your property of anyone out there. You don't have to go through another middle guy to get information because you got it all. And that's a big deal. That's a big deal.
But when somebody tries it, everybody toys with it, but most of those folks that try a FSBO eventually back out and call a guy like Larry Campbell, right?
Well, the reason they do is because it's really a very time-consuming process, and you got to be on demand all the time. Because if somebody calls and they want to see your property, they don't want to see it 7 days from now at 12 o'clock noon. They want to see it right now because they're available right now, or they're available in 3 hours, and they want to see it on their terms, not on yours. And it's not always easy to drop and go with your busy schedule, but with someone like myself, hey, there's several ways we do it. I mean, we can figure out how to show it very securely when there's another broker involved besides myself. If you were listed with me, we can do that, or I can go with Evershowing or get someone from my office to do it, because sometimes security is a big issue. And, you know, when you're selling yourself, you don't know who you're dealing with.
That is something that becomes more top of mind as people. I mean, I think if I read this properly, some states might be encouraging realtors to no longer put an open house sign up in front because it could attract the wrong element. Or
absolutely. I mean, you don't know who you're dealing with. I mean, in my opinion, if you were to attack this thing on your own, first thing you want to do, you don't want somebody coming immediately into your property. You don't want that. You want to almost like pre-qualify them a little bit, and here's how you do it. First of all,
guys like you are going to know how to pre-qualify.
Absolutely. But you're going to want to know whether they can afford your property or not long before you ever let them in there. That's number one. But you're going to want to know that they're real. You want an address. You want to know where they're living. Okay? You want a phone number. And guess what you're going to do? You're going to say, I've got to talk to my wife about a convenient time, or my brother or my friend or whatever that's helping me with this, and I'll have to call you back. Okay? And what you do in the meanwhile is the first thing you do, you're going to call him. You're going to ride by that address he gave you. You're going to figure out whether he's real or not, or she's real or not, because a lot of times they're not. And then also, once they get in your property, they may sound real real. They want to take some pictures, okay? What they may be doing...
What are they doing, casing the joint?
It could be. That's very true, and it does happen a lot. Happens a whole lot. So you gotta be really careful there. But the other piece is you got to ask a question like, are you going to pay cash or are you going to use a mortgage? And if they say, oh, I'm going to pay cash,
that's a red flag, isn't it?
Well, it is because you don't know unless you ask for, and they're not going to want to give it to you right away, and that's a proof of funds. In other words, you want some kind of general bank statement that you know is real, okay? You don't have to have all the account numbers on it, but you have to have the last four or something like that so you can verify it.
We're talking to Larry Campbell. He is a real estate expert, especially his expertise, South Jersey, but he really is putting an awful lot of time at being the guy that you want to reach out to on Absecon Island. So anything that's inside of Atlantic City or Margate or Ventnor or Longport, of course, he'll step out of those boundaries, but boy, are those guys really setting up a great business down there, Bosley Lasco in Margate. I notice when I go up and down the streets of Margate, Ventnor, Longport, even Brigantine, and I see these signs out front, you know, for sale by owner, I think to myself, boy, wasn't a year ago that same property, well, there was a big giant corporate for sale sign by this guy, and then 6 months later, they dropped that guy. That listing got dropped from that realtor, and they went into the other big giant corporate expensive, you know, national brand name. And then they got all fed up, and they said, FSBO, FISBO. Is that what happens? They give everybody a six-month shot?
A lot of times they'll do that. Maybe not even a six-month shot. They try to get you for maybe only 3 months or whatever. And then they say, well, you're not doing your job, blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to use someone else. Well, that may be right, because a lot of people out there, when they get you to sign your listing with them,
and they're gonna say, I can get you X amount of dollars. They're gonna jack that price up. Say, well, this guy told me I can get 500, and that is something you should absolutely not base your selection
on.
Even though it sounds sexy, doesn't it?
You got to look at the numbers, and you should demand of anybody, any real estate broker that tries or agent that tries to get you to list with them. You should demand to see the real facts. Okay, you want to know what the comparable sales are for your type of property, and you really don't want it screened. You want to help them do the screening.
What's the one thing that if somebody is looking to sell their home, sell their property, and they're looking for an agent to hire, give them the listing, what's the one thing they should look out for? The one thing that homeowners get bit from that they're not doing their due diligence?
Well, there's a couple of things. A lot of people will go in with a higher price because they know you want a higher price. We all do.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love it if I could sell my place for five times what it's worth. Absolutely.
A lot of people fall for that too.
Oh, absolutely. More than a lot. But the other thing is too, they'll say, well, I'll give you a cheap commission. Okay. And what they're not telling you is, what are you going to get for that commission? Now, one thing I will say to you, whatever you do, if you go with an established broker and you want all the service in the world, you want a guarantee of what they're going to give you. So you want somebody to sign on the dotted line and tell you in your marketing plan, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. If not,
it should be all spelled out.
Yeah. If not, you want in writing that you can give them the boot.
And you don't necessarily, now there's good realtors working for the big corporate names and independents. So it really, the big names don't necessarily mean you're getting the best. And an independent with a slightly less familiar name doesn't mean you're getting a less effective realtor.
No, that's exactly right. And realize that my company, we are an independent, okay, but we're the most well-established independent now still standing in Atlantic County.
And I'm telling you,
since 1954.
And when you and Carlo decided to come into Margate, I'm thinking all the other big monsters, meaning they're professionals, they're big names. That was a tough field to move into. Did they all embrace you with open arms when they saw Bosley Lasco coming to Margate? You could be honest. Come on.
Oh, they really embraced me, all right. No, actually, you know, I got along with everyone prior to the move, and I still mostly get along with everyone. But the thing is, they want to get along, but they don't want to give up any of their business. And guess what I'm here to do? I'm here to get business for Ballsy Losco and for Larry Campbell. So,
and it's really, is it a seller's or it's a buyer's market, and the realtors are probably much more willing to negotiate on the commission. So if some realtor tells you this is rock solid, I can't budge off it, that's a bunch of BS?
For the most part, it is. Now, there is with every company.
Isn't it if it's over a mil, you can start, there's some wiggle room. Is that a good formula to follow?
Absolutely. And I will say that, and I'm just going to throw in a little bit of a company plug here. Because we, and especially, well, Carlo Losco, who's my broker and owner, he's agreed to let me slide a little bit with what we offer in terms of commission. And we can do it in a couple of different ways. Okay. We can give you a menu of things and you can pick a real cheap commission, but you're only going to get a few things.
That's and sometimes it. That's okay.
Yeah. And if you're in no hurry, on and on, but you just want your property out there on the market, fine.
Get it up on the MLS.
Absolutely. All the basic stuff, we'll do for a cheap price. But if you really want to sell your property, Carlo's let me have some flexibility in my price. And if you've got a true $1 million, $1.5 million property or more, I can really cut my commission. But what I, Larry Campbell, I'm not willing to do is cut the full service. I'm not going to do it. I don't really. Now, if you want just a menu of things, cheap, stripped down, fine, I'll do that. But I would prefer to give you full service. That's the way that I operate.
But if you have a home, maybe the market value is about 250, that six is going to really be pretty solid. But as you go north of a mil, 2 mil, 3 mil, now there's negotiation. There's negotiating room.
No, absolutely. But, you know, even down at the lower levels, okay, maybe 250, no. Because, remember, I'm going to have to spend a lot of money.
You got to feed yourself.
I got to feed myself. But I'm going to have to spend a lot of money to promote your property. And I do that. Whether you're going to sell or not is another issue.
You know what that floor is.
Yep. So I may require pretty much the full throat, but as it gets up, let's say it's in the high fours, 500,000, 600,000, I can relax that quite a bit, not to the same degree that I can if you're $1 million, $1.5 million or more. But I can relax it. I can definitely relax it to 5, maybe 4.5, that kind of thing.
Larry Campbell of Ballsy Losco Real Estate, thank you so much. As we come up on a commercial break here, thank you for being a sponsor, an official sponsor of the Mel Taylor Show every Friday afternoon from 3 until 6. How can people reach out to Larry Campbell at Ballsy Losco in Margate?
All right, there's two ways. The easy way, if you want to talk right now, pick up the phone and just call me on my cell phone. It's 609-442-6972. I'm going to pick it up if I can. If I can't, give me your information. I'll call you back as quickly as I can, and I will do that. But the other way, you can reach out to my on the web. You can reach me at larryacampbell.com. And if there's triggers there where you can email me, and I'll respond to that.
And if they want to just drive on through and stop into the parking lot there, you're located where?
9615 Ventnor Avenue in Margate. And that's kind of the corner of Monroe Avenue and Ventnor.
Well, very good. Larry Campbell of Ballsy Losco Real Estate, thank you so much. It's the Mel Taylor Show on WPG Talk Radio.